Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Andy Such, who is Director of Environmental and Regulatory Affairs with the Michigan Manufacturers Association. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
Great, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
We just had Dr. Dean Cinco on talking about the pollution prevention regulation coming up before the Ingham County Board of Commissioners tonight. And my goal is to get both sides of it. I received a lengthy memorandum from you. I appreciate that very much. Why don't you tell us your stance on the pollution prevention regulation and why you call it a right-to-know regulation?
Well, it actually is a right-to-know legislation or piece of legislation. Right-to-know is the concept of informing the community of where companies store their chemicals, how much they have, where they're stored on the site, et cetera. It's a law that's been on the books for over 20 years, 15 years, and it's a federal law and backed up by a state law. It's called SARA Title III. This actually is not a pollution prevention law. It's a right-to-know law. It's something that the Ingham County Public Health Department has been doing for many, many years. They just decided to start charging a fee for it.
So you see this as simply a way of collecting new taxes, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Then how do we get such differing opinions, I mean, different ends to come to the middle? If the Department of Health, Community Health, and Dr. Cinco say this is about pollution prevention and being, you know, alerting first responders of dangerous chemicals, boy, it sounds like we're
Cheryl,
talking about two
Cheryl,
complete...
No, it's all, we're already doing that. We're already doing it. We've been doing it for many, many years. The county health department is casting it as a pollution prevention bill because they can. They can call it anything they want, but it's not that. You have to know, you know, as you look at the law, it is all about the right to know where the chemicals are stored and those kinds of things that are required. I sent a memo to the board yesterday outlining line for line kind of a rejoinder to the good doctor's efforts, and I do think he's convinced, perhaps in his own mind, that it is a pollution prevention statute, but it's not. It's simply right to know.
Now, the pollution prevention resolution that he just talked to us about, that is, you're saying that's already been on the books. We've been doing that. That doesn't need to change.
It's a right to know law that doesn't need to change. We've been doing it. We've got this particular. Effort. What's new about this statute are two things, or what's being suggested in Ingham County. Two things that are new. One is charging a fee, and the second thing is lowering the threshold. Right now, the threshold's fairly high and doesn't catch everybody, quote unquote. But this lowers it to 56 gallons. It would make every business that has a fuel oil tank, for instance, or an above ground diesel tank, would be subject to the statute. Would have to report that, would have to pay a fee. We think they've lowered the threshold simply to get more people involved in paying the fee. Just Ingham County businesses alone, with all the exemptions they've put in there, there's a blanket exemption for anything on Michigan State University's campus. There's exemptions for retailers. There's like 15 exemptions, as you can see from the statute I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll raise $250,000 just in Ingham County. But if somebody's across the line in Eaton County, they don't have to pay it. And the same service is being provided by their county offices, either through the LEPC, Local Emergency Planning Commission, or some other way of doing it.
One of the things also in the piece of information you sent me is that you said Dr. Cinco incorrectly characterized right to know as voluntary. And
it's not. It's required by law. There's no doubt about it. It's not voluntary. We should be doing it, and we are doing it. And we don't back away from that. We don't want any relief there. We think that we should. It's a responsibility that our companies have to the community to report where our materials are stored, how they're stored, et cetera.
Do you understand the confusion of people like me and the public who are going, wait a minute?
Well, I understand it completely because, like I said, I mean, you can call a duck a duck, or you can call it a bird, or you can call it a mammal. It's not. It's a duck. And I'm afraid that what's happened here is that this is being characterized by some as a pollution prevention measure, and it clearly is not. It is a right-to-know measure, something we've been doing and that we should be doing.
Now, what are you hearing from other businesses? You're with the Michigan Manufacturers Association. What are you hearing when you're out in the community? And I know you're out there all the time and talking with folks. What is the feedback you're getting from businesses?
Well, most of them are glad if they're on the exemption list.
True.
And the people that are subject to this basically are the manufacturers that are left in the county. The few, as I say, the few job providers we still have left. And this is going to be very, very detrimental to some companies. Some companies have 5, 6, 7 facilities, and they're going to be hard pressed to complete all the information. It's been said in the hearings that we've attended that the form's fairly simple to fill out. It's 8 pages. You have to know what you're doing to fill it out. You have to have some experience, or you have to hire a consultant to do it.
So we're not just talking about fees and an increase in as you say, a new tax to the tune of $250,000 that this would bring in, but it's onerous and paperwork for the businesses
and that adds an expense to the companies that are involved. Summit, it's going to be fairly simple because they have a very limited amount of chemicals. They already have a plan in place, what they call a PIP. Plan for what they're going to do. They've already shared that with the fire and police departments. That's required by law. They're already doing all those things. And but I think, for instance, the fuel tank issue I raised earlier today, I think somebody, one of the board members, is planning on introducing another exemption to exempt fuel tanks. So, like I said, this isn't really about protecting the public. This is more about collecting a fee.
Now, you're on your way shortly here, and I may be holding you up a touch, so I appreciate your time.
You're not holding me up, no problem.
heading down to the Board of Commissioners,
right.
Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting, what are you expecting from them tonight? I mean, it's on the agenda.
Cheryl, I think they got the votes. I think the Democrats are going to push this baby through, charge the fees. I think there's many of them who say, well, you know, it's just another fee on business can afford to pay it. As you know, we're reaching a breaking point. And as one of our members faxed back today, you know, we're recovering from the greatest recession and we'd like to recover, but we keep getting hit with these fees and we're very concerned.
So to a lot of these businesses and so forth, it looks to them like it's just another way to get us to charge us more money. We know everybody's in trouble with budgets, but it's not up to us to saddle this.
Yes, and I've made that very clear to the Human Services Committee. In the defense of the board, we first encountered this in December. A couple of days before Christmas, when somebody alerted me, one of our members alerted me, and we went out and said, hey, hold on a minute. You know, you put together a task force, but there weren't any manufacturers on it. There weren't any big people that are going to actually pay. All the people that were on the task force got exemptions.
Oh,
and we missed that boat. But they did back off. They did say that they wanted more meetings, and we did indeed attend the work groups. And the department has listened to us, but that's it. I mean, they really haven't incorporated much of the suggestions that we've brought forward.
Well, Andy, this one's not going to go away.
It won't.
We will follow what happens tonight and follow up with you. And I hope I have the opportunity to give you a call again and talk about what the next step in this process is.
Anytime, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Andy. We've been speaking with Andy Such, who is Director of Environmental and Regulatory Affairs, with the Michigan Manufacturers Association. When we come back, Representative Joan Bauer of Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.